You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Amy Jackson, executive coach at Nurturing Confidence. Amy works with professionals who are moving from roles that value their expertise into leadership positions to help them develop their communication, strategic thinking, and self-management skills. Amy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you as well. So to kick things off today, tell us why executive coaching for professionals before they are executives is important.
Yeah, executives get this wonderful coaching's kind of become accepted for executives and normal practice. But what we see is that if we can bring those skill sets into leaders before they even get much control in an organization, then they can be much more powerful and effective. So using that same style of coaching that we use with executives, we can focus on developing those leadership skill sets earlier in professionals' careers.
What challenges do professionals face as they move into the leadership positions that you just described?
A lot of our new leaders, as they step into those new roles, they get identified because they're really good at the job that they do. You are amazing. You're fantastic. I love what you do. Let's step you up into the next level. What they then find is that they get to the next level and actually a completely different skill set is required. And some companies are doing a brilliant job at helping people to make that transition. But for a lot of professionals, they find themselves a bit lost. And so there's quite a big drop in confidence that happens because they're not being recognized in the same way for the job that they do and that brilliant expertise that they have. And they're being measured and delivering results through the expertise of others and getting other people to behave, to perform for them. And they also need to think in a different way in order to help their team to perform well within a broader organization, you know, get their message across differently. And so for a lot of professionals, that can feel really difficult and can push them in different ways to what they've been used to before.
Interesting to hear your take on this. What can professionals do to be more confident in their new leadership roles?
I think for me, the first one is to recognize that we don't need to feel confident to take action. So I work with a lot of professionals who've held themselves back before, you know, they get in these roles, but then they hold themselves back from performing because they're waiting until the moment that they can be more confident. And if I just need to have the magic thing that I can perform better once I feel confident. And what I most want to encourage people to do is just take the step, just take the action, step into those difficult conversations. It's along the lines of Amy Cuddy's work around just do it anyway, fake it till you make it. If we can take action despite not being confident, then actually once we step up and do things and see ourselves performing, then the confidence comes from that point rather than having to have the confidence first. The other thing that I really want to encourage professionals to do is to shift their focus and consistently try and shift their focus beyond the work that they're doing and onto the broader impact of their work within organisations. So really starting to think more strategically about how their work fits into whatever organisation that they're working in. And once we start to do that, then the focus shifts away from, am I confident enough to do this? And, well, what am I doing that's for the broader organisation? And in shifting that focus and moving away from our own insecurities and concern, it can help us to move away from our own insecurities and concerns, and that over time builds confidence as well.
Today we are joined by Amy Jackson, executive coach at Nurturing Confidence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Amy, how can emerging leaders get their voices heard more in the workplace?
Well, the first thing I say to people who want to get their voices heard more is you don't need to be the loudest to get your voice heard. A lot of professionals who are struggling to get their voice heard as they become leaders feel like they have to put on a persona of being louder, being more than what I am at the moment. And my first step is to go, it's okay, your voice is your voice, and let's get that heard. And the second thing I want them to do is to practice thinking about how what they need to say connects with what someone else is already saying, so that when they step into, for example, meetings and they want to be heard in the meeting, that they start by connecting directly to what someone else has said, acknowledging what they've said, heard that, and then connecting what they want to say to that. So this can sometimes require us taking some notes in meetings, jotting down our ideas, rather than necessarily expecting that I can just come up with it on the spot. And the other thing is that I really want them to plan before they go into meetings. So what are the things that I want to say? What are the ways that I want to get my voice heard, rather than expecting ourselves to just come up with it on the spot, because that's what we see other people doing. Giving ourselves a chance to reflect and think about what it is that I need to say can give us more confidence to speak up in the moment. And also that it's okay to be quiet. Sometimes it's okay to pause and to take our time and to be the quieter voice at the table. Once I can accept that and step into that possibility of being present in the room as I am, thinking about what I'm going to say and taking my time, then I will, over time, become heard more in the workplace.
Also, how can professionals tackle difficult conversations more effectively as leaders, which is very common?
Yeah, this is the one that comes up all the time for people. I've stepped into a leadership role, and now I have to talk to people, and sometimes that's really challenging. One of the things I want people to do is to think about first up planning for those conversations. A lot of the time we waste time and energy in circling and worrying about the difficult conversation, and particularly if we're feeling not very confident, that circling and worry makes us put off the conversation. And so one of the ways we can tackle that is to actually plan. What is it that I want to say? What's the problem here? What's the outcome I want? And what do I actually want to get out of this conversation? And then to frame it, as I start to talk to the person, what's the expectation that I have for our conversation? And starting with that connection with them as a human being, what do I acknowledge about you, what I respect about you? And then also working on my pause and the pace that I tackle these conversations. So I don't need to rush through them. It's okay to take my time to think and reflect. I also want professionals to ask for space. When we step into leadership roles, if we're not feeling very confident, we can feel that people kind of confront us, I need to talk about this right now, and have the need to respond straight away in the moment. And what I would love professionals to be working on is to say, it's okay, I can't talk about this right now, I'm busy, I can see that you need to talk about it, let's come back to it another time, and reschedule that difficult conversation to a time when they feel more confident and feel like they are more prepared to step into it rather than needing necessarily to respond in the moment. Not always possible, but can be a helpful way to tackle these more effectively. And of course, the challenge always, if we're stepping into leadership, is to practice controlling those emotions and our nerves. And a little plug for nurturing our brains and our nerves with some mindfulness practice whenever we can, using that breathing to control our nerves, is whatever other clever techniques we try and come up with, the breathing always comes back as the most effective. So taking some time to really manage my own emotions around those conversations can be helpful as well, both beforehand and when I'm sitting in the conversation, so I don't react to my anxiety in the moment. So building our confidence, taking some time and planning for that conversation so that I can react more effectively in the moment. Great ways to tackle them.
Well, certainly do appreciate your sharing that with us. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, one last final tip for the listeners today?
I would love that if you're stepping into that leadership role as a professional, you start to think about that skill set that you need to develop as a leader. It's a different skill set, and one of the great ways to actually work on that is to be more reflective. Each day, each week, to work with a colleague or yourself or a coach to reflect on the leadership experience you're gaining, what happened, what worked, what didn't work this week, what would I do differently, and building that habit of reflecting on my practice as a leader, as well as whatever my professional expertise is along the way. It's a great way to watch yourself thrive over time.
Amy, where can listeners get more information about nurturing confidence, and how can all be in touch as well?
Yeah, www.amyjackson.net, and I have a Facebook page, Amy Jackson Nurturing Confidence, as well. We've got tips and possibilities and ways to connect with us coming up there all the time.
Well, Amy, once again, we do appreciate your time. A pleasure to have had you. Continue success, and certainly look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Have a great day, too.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Amy Jackson, executive coach at Nurturing Confidence, who works with professionals who are moving from roles that value their expertise into leadership positions to help them develop their communication, strategic thinking, and self-management skills. And for more information, simply visit amyjackson.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.